Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The House and Senate quickly approved a two-day temporary government funding bill. As NPR's Claudia Grisales reports, they approved the measure only a few hours left before a midnight deadline for a partial government shutdown.
Congressional leaders have struggled to reach a deal on coronavirus relief aid. Now, both chambers hope another short-term stopgap bill will buy enough time to pass a larger spending package that includes economic stimulus measures. The new temporary funding bill is slated to expire on Sunday. Here's House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer.
We are hopeful that they will reach agreement in the near future. They have not reached one yet. There are still some significant issues.
For example, members say they are still discussing a Republican proposal to limit lending programs for the Federal Reserve and Treasury Department. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
The FDA has authorized the emergency use of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. That makes it the second vaccine authorized so far, joining Pfizer's. In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer choked up during a press conference when talking about her friend and colleague Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon, who died from COVID-19 last night. Then Whitmer got angry about states getting less of the vaccine than they were promised.
I'm angry because people like Benny are losing this battle every single day. And I still cannot get a straight answer out of the Trump administration about why Michigan, like many other states, is receiving a fraction of the vaccines that we are slated to receive.
Whitmer, meanwhile, is easing up on some pandemic restrictions as the number of cases in that state falls, including reopening some indoor entertainment venues, as long as people wear masks. The World Health Organization is warning that the coronavirus pandemic could get far worse before vaccines start to make a dent in the crisis. NPR's Jason Bobian says the WHO is particularly worried about intensifying spread in the Americas.
While the COVID outbreaks in many parts of the world have gone up and down, the trends in the Americas, for the most part, have been steadily up. The United States, Mexico, and Canada are all reporting record numbers of cases and deaths. In South America, Brazil has seen cases double since the start of November. Mike Ryan, the WHO's head of emergencies, says vaccines won't be widely available for months, and vaccines alone won't stop this pandemic.
We should celebrate that vaccines are coming, but the next 3 to 6 months are going to be tough.
He says countries that have high levels of transmission right now can expect that transmission to intensify if physical distancing, mask requirements, and other public health measures aren't put into place. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Several high-profile political leaders were vaccinated today, including Vice President Mike Pence, Surgeon General Jerome Adams, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Next week, President-elect Biden will get his vaccination publicly in Delaware. And the Pentagon has authorized nearly 50 top civilian and military leaders to receive their vaccines in the coming weeks. One of the mainstays of the West Coast jazz scene has died. Two-time Grammy nominee Jeff Clayton died yesterday of kidney cancer. He was 65 years old. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, Clayton led popular bands with his brother John and worked wide swath of big-name musicians from Lena Horne to Stevie Wonder.
Whether it was with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra or the Clayton Brothers Quintet, Jeff Clayton's solos had a precision to them. He'd even upload videos to his YouTube channel teaching other musicians how to organize and think about their solos.
Because playing jazz music requires that we play it again and again until we get it right.
Jeff Clayton was in college in his native California when he was asked to join Stevie Wonder's touring band, which kicked off his long career in music. In a statement, his brother, bass player John Clayton, said, quote, "I am sad, but I'm buoyed by Jeff's spirit." Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Wall Street lower by the closing bell, the Dow down 124 points, the Nasdaq down 9 points, the S&P 500 down 13. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.